woo. It's to woo.
Greetings, Apropositive. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropositive Podcast.
That is what we
with
were talking
your
about.
Hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
Nice.
And it's fucking hot.
Yeah, well, it is. Oh, even I'm hot.
Brutally hot.
Jesus. My AC is on, you guys.
What?
Ours is chugging away at max, and it's having a hard time keeping up.
Oh, God.
I think I finally have to have, because I need to bring a tiny car in to get a couple of things done, just, you know, maintenance-wise. Yeah. I think I'm going to have them take a look at the cooling system, because it gets cold, but I don't feel like I'm going to freeze to death anymore, so it needs to be recharged.
I agree.
I see.
Yeah.
Speaking of cold things.
Yep.
Yeah. And refrigeration. Huh.
What are we drinking?
Question mark audibly placed.
We have skinny freezers. They're boozy icies.
Yes. Yeah. Vodka martinis. Yep. I have an apple teeny.
I have a cosmopolitan.
I have a watermelon lemonade, which I'm deeply looking forward to.
I thought you might like that
and
one.
Yeah.
It's frozen.
All right.
And it's booze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm. Oh.
Wow.
That was refreshing and alcoholic. Oh,
wow.
Those are three of my favorite things. Hmm.
Hmm. Watermelon lemonade and cold?
Refreshing and alcoholic.
Oh. Hmm. Three. Math is hard for you, isn't it?
Yeah. This explains a lot of my relationships.
No, he means three in binary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Salsa, believing in a binary is really old-fashioned, and I expect better of you.
I was going to try to correct you, but then I couldn't. And now I'm even more angry. I'm like, that's not... Aw, son of a bitch. Fuck.
As a computer expert, she says, that's not how anything works, and shut up.
Yeah.
So, we didn't have an episode last week.
Yeah.
And that was my fault.
Well, not a podcast episode.
Because I was on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But
somebody asked me, like, why is there no podcast? And I'm like, I honestly don't know. It's Salsa's fault, but I never even heard why we can't get together. So, like, it's, yep.
We were on vacation. We went down to New Ulm. To go camping.
Ooh.
That's a way better than Old Ulm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you're in New Ulm? Go to the brewery, of course.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So naturally, that's what we did. And I have things.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yay, things. I like things. I'm materialistic. I have no problems with this. Yay!
They're cute.
My God.
They're tiny beer glasses.
Oh, my God.
Hold me close, a tiny beer glass. These are really great.
These are pretty cool. Like, I was like, you got me something beer-related. But no, that's all right.
Yeah. That's a beer-related thing you'll use.
Well, that actually does remind me. I got you things last year.
Yeah.
You just weren't around. Here's the koozies that I got.
Oh, yay.
From Yellowstone.
I got a Oh, no.
Hold it still. Spread it out. Yep.
Oh, God.
Give it a little stretch.
There you go.
I can't. Oh, God. Just work it.
There's the shot glasses.
Work it. Okay. Okay. Did we just sex? Because that's weird.
I think that might have just... Yes.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I got you shot glasses from Yellowstone, and I got you koozies from the Big Titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah.
That, like, last year, but now you're finally here for me to give them to you.
Yay!
I'm here for it.
Oh, my God. I like this Yellowstone one. It's good. I'm take pictures.
These are beautiful.
I'll take some pictures in a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Salsa.
Oh, yeah. That's what I did.
I got you nothing.
That's okay.
That's what he likes.
We sat outside and read books. And the kids, ran around and found other kids to play with and... We sat around and read books.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And you were willing to let them feel like they were getting away with that.
Oh, no. Fuck it. They could do whatever they fucking want. There were hours where we didn't know where the fuck they were.
Yeah.
I don't care because I was reading a book.
Yay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Vacation.
Mm. Yeah.
What about y'all?
I got hacked, you guys.
Oh.
I Settle in. So, both Salsa and I got, like, notifications of attempted hacking or something mm-hmm. about the same time, about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It said that it was like, did you try to log in from here? And I was like, no, I did not. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you should go change your password. So I did. And then 2 days later, I got hacked.
Fuck.
And I verified, like, I changed my, I didn't click the link to change my password. Yeah. I went into my Facebook app.
Which is to change my
password, right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little notification as I was on Facebook that somebody was logging into Facebook. And I was like, fuck you, no you're not.
Mm.
And so, like, I changed my password right away. And yeah. they... I don't know, because they were still in it, changed it to something else. And I was like, I'm going to change it now. And then, so like, I'm literally password fighting with some guy in Vietnam. I assume a guy. That's probably sexist of me, but whatever.
Hmm.
Someone in Vietnam is where I, like, they're like, somebody in Vietnam, did you try to access your account from Vietnam? And I'm like, no.
Not today.
Nope. Mm. So that happened, and then I was like, Facebook just locked this down for now.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Which is the best and the worst decision of my life.
Mm.
Because, as far as I can tell, like, my account is locked up.
Yeah.
So, like... nobody can see anything of my stuff, so they're not going to be posting random shit on my behalf or anything like that.
Yeah.
Nobody should be in there.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get back into my Facebook account, and I can't.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you lock up your Facebook account is they're like, okay, so we need you to prove you are who you say you are. And I was like, okay.
I can do that.
I appreciate this.
I am me.
This is actually a good idea. I have plenty of pieces of paper and various ways mm-hmm. of proving that I am, in fact, myself.
Yeah, you start every podcast that way.
And I'm Jenna.
yeah.
So I Facebook was like, you can give us a copy of your driver's license. And I was like, I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want having my documentation out on the internet, but, you know, they gave me assurances and all the rest of that, and I'm like, okay. So I did that. And then 2 days later, they sent me a link, and they were like, hey, we've verified that you are who you say you are, so just click on this link to change your password. And I verified that it was Facebook.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No,
I understand. I went through the same thing very recently.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And I went there and I changed my password, and they're like, okay, so you have two-step authentication on, which means we're going to send you an authentication code. Cool.
Oh, no.
I have no authentication code. They never sent me any authentication code.
So before it got locked down, they changed the pad?
The phone number is what I'm guessing. So, yeah.
Grim.
Okay, so I went through and I was like, okay, what do I do if I don't get my authentication code? And they're like, oh, you have to prove that you're you. And I'm like, I have just done this.
Yeah.
Facebook. And so they sent me an email and I sent them an email, but I don't know if they actually got the email.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's responded to my email, and this has been my life for the past week and change, is trying to convince Facebook to give me back my goddamn account.
Yeah.
So that's lovely, but it's not everything. Because apparently during that 10 to 15 minutes where I was fighting with this hacker in Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
They did something in my account, and Facebook suddenly started charging me money for Facebook ads.
Oh, shit.
And when I found that, and I have it linked to my PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, as soon as I found out about it, mm-hmm. which I don't get those right away,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit. lock this out, contact PayPal, say this isn't mine. And they're like, well, you have an agreement with Facebook that says that you're going to pay for ads through Facebook. And I was like, but I did not authorize those ads. And this is the fight that I am having with PayPal right now. To the tune of over $500.
Holy shit.
Yep. So that's unfortunate. And I'm going in circles with PayPal right now. While I'm going in circles with Facebook right now.
Fuck.
They're like, you have to take this up with the merchant. And I'm like, I wish I fucking could.
Yeah.
But the only way to register a complaint with Facebook is via your account.
Yep.
Fuck. So, yeah. All of that's happening. They also charged $250 to my Capital One account for Facebook ads.
Oh.
And I called...
Fucking yeah, wow.
I called Capital One, let me know right away, because I have a notification for any suspicious activity.
Sure.
And they were like, did you do this? And I was like, no, I did not. Stop, stop, stop. And I called the person on the line, and she was like... That's fine. I believe you 100%. And I started crying because I have not felt believed for a bunch of things for quite a while. And I was just like, she's like, it's okay. It's okay. I felt so bad for this customer service rep. And she's like, let's go over some of these other charges. Yeah. And I'm like, we don't have to do that.
No.
And she's like, so this Patreon charge? I'm like, yeah, that's valid.
Yep.
This charge to this gas station for... decent amount of money? Yep, no, that's valid. Yep. Twitch? 5 times? Yep, nope, all of that's valid. Sorry, don't shame me into doing this, lady. But yeah, so anyway, they assigned me a new number, they're getting me a new card, all of that. So Capital One, fantastic.
Yeah.
PayPal and Facebook can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I had
that's where I'm at.
Had a real rough time. Some boots that I wanted to buy. I was really excited about them, and found out that it was just a shell company that was just selling you nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so getting PayPal to accept that these folks were not going to send anything, like, they've got their game down.
Yeah.
These scammers have their shit together.
Oh, yeah. No, they've done their research.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that fucking sucks.
I told the story about the kayaks that I bought.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When they finally sent me some masks.
Ugh.
Yeah, they sent me the just N95 masks. And that means that they had proof that they sent me something.
Yep.
And so when I was like, give me my money back, they were like, we'll give you this much back because you took this much merchandise from us. And it was just like, you know what? I don't even fucking care. Give me most of my money back and let's get
scummy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It very gross.
Let's just be done.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's been my week. Mostly. It's the timing is awful because I use my Facebook account, you know, to keep in touch with people and and other things, but also for promotions.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have any upcoming shows that you're trying to promote?
I do have an upcoming show that I'm trying to promote.
Fuck.
And
that must be awfully inconvenient.
I don't know how the fuck to do this.
Fuck.
I literally do not know how to promote my show without my Facebook account with, like, 2,700 people that I can automatically reach out to and be like, hey, I'm doing a show.
Yeah.
I can put out ads and things like that, but I can't reach my base.
Yeah.
And it feels weird to call them a fan base because...
Well, they're people that you know who like you and like your work.
Yeah.
So they're the people who would be interested.
Right. So, yeah, and this is where I should start. This is the time to start pushing things.
Yeah.
Because the Fringe website went live a few days ago, so now my show is up and tickets are available and ready.
Shit.
And I can't any of that.
Yeah.
So, listeners, if anybody wants to promote my show on my behalf, I will gladly take any help. As an aside, don't feel pressured. But yeah, this Friday I'm doing vow renewals for some good friends of mine, and we were doing all of our correspondence over Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. You can't even tell them easily.
I emailed them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what I've got right now.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck.
Meh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, in one fell swoop, they basically fucked me over five ways from next Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to be feeling this until I can get things back, maybe get charges reversed.
Mm-hmm.
But timeline-wise, it has really hit me hard.
Yeah.
So, yay! Also, I had people over last night to watch fireworks off my rooftop lounge.
Yee.
That part wasn't angry. That part was happy.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. And also, fuck those people for coming over and having a good time and showing me friendship. Fuck those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
But last night was 4th of July, and I have a rooftop lounge overlooking a couple of lakes, and there were fireworks, and they were glorious.
Nice.
Absolutely glorious. And we did grilling because there's gas grills up there. Mm-hmm. Joe did grilling.
Joe is very good at grilling.
He is very good at grilling. And yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that was a lovely time. But yeah. Yeah, that's, trying to think if there's anything else I really did with my week. Oh, I did my first stream. My first Twitch stream.
Yay.
Yeah? Yeah.
What'd you do?
I played some Sims 4 and mostly just wigged out because people kept showing up and I was very confused. And then I got a raid. I got raided.
Yeah.
My first stream. I was like, what the fuck?
Is that good?
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
That's when another stream that's happening decides they're going to shut down. So they take all of their audience base and pushes it off onto another stream. It's a stream raid, so this stream, like if James was doing a stream and I was doing a stream, and James is like, well, I'm done. Let's all go over to Jenna's stream, and basically takes all that audience base, and now all of those people that were watching James's stream are now watching my stream.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then
they follow and subscribe.
And there's, hopefully, I got like 20 followers?
Holy shit.
I know. I'm just like, what? I don't. Ah!
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
the correct reaction.
I am still planning mine at the moment. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, the logistics of everything.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
fair enough.
I mean,
no, you said you got raided, and I was just like, oh shit, I'm sorry.
Again?
God.
Fuck.
Hacked, raided, fuck.
Like,
no.
Shit, does like. I honestly was like, is that when people show up and start screaming the N-word because they think it's funny? Is that that?
No.
Not this time.
Okay.
No.
Also, Twitch has really good built-in stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have friends who can teach how to build automated bot responses to that kind of...
Yeah,
and
I've got some of the basic bots set up, which is sad. Droid, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Still, but a listener and streamer Droid, was one of my first people to come visit my stream.
Aww.
And I think the first. And my brother was there as well.
Nice.
And. He started using a whole bunch of capital letters and kept getting locked out because my bots were like, you can't use all those capital letters.
That will scare people.
Yeah, basically. And he just kept getting locked out. And I gave my brother mod access because he's awesome.
Yeah.
And helpful. And usually not a jerk. So.
I appreciate.
Usually. Yeah.
No, yeah. Appreciate the qualifier.
Usually.
Yeah.
And so he was incredibly helpful, just being like, oh, God, all right, fix that, take them out of being blocked.
Yep.
Just
take them out of jail.
Yeah, take them out. Which we got Panda Jail right off the bat, so,
Well,
yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, it's Panda Jail.
Okay.
When my overly aggressive nightbot kicks you off or blocks you out. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. So, if you use capital letters, it doesn't like that?
Especially using lots of capital letters can indicate that you are someone who is coming in to grief the stream.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, the default is for that to be on for a lot of moderation.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. It's happened to me before. I just get excited, but you know, I did it and, it wasn't bad. It wasn't like, oh my God, the most entertaining thing to ever hit Twitch. There was a good amount of learning, but there was also, I wasn't completely floundering. I did just wig out when I got raided because that was completely unexpected. And I'm like, oh, my God, you guys, you're overwhelming me. It was overall just a lovely couple of hours. Nice. And I think I know of things that I want to adjust for the next time I stream. Unfortunately, because Fringe is right around the corner. I'm not going to have as much time to work on my Twitch streaming because I have to work on all of my YouTube stuff for my online, my virtual online show with Fringe. I should probably finish writing that show. So anyway, by finish, I mean start. That's not true. But
putting yourself on the wait list.
Oh, God. I should have just done Salsa's idea. You had an idea.
Why would I do that?
I am experiencing a series of surprises right now. What?
Salsa's idea was to do a show called Waitlisted.
Yeah.
And it was just like a ticker.
Yeah.
For where on the quote-unquote wait list you are. And it just kept... It would keep ticking down every couple of minutes or so. Uh-huh. And that's just it. And then, like, 5 minutes before the end of the hour, like, finally you get to do your show. And you're like, hi, everybody, and welcome to... And then end.
Jesus.
Should have just done that. I should have listened to Salsa.
No.
That's an awful...
Don't even say that in jest. There are some things you can't take back.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I too have bought underwear on discount.
Oh, James, no.
All right.
No.
Should we take a break?
Wait, should we? Like, you didn't get to talk about you.
Did you do anything?
I mean...
I was about to... I usually... Salsa's the one that figures out when we need to take a break.
Well, that's fair.
Do you need a break?
Do you need to go tinkle?
Do you need to do a little wee-wee?
I'm a little one.
Oh, God.
Because remember...
Oh, huge. Right. Forgot.
No. It's a perfectly normal dick.
Perfectly normal, huge dick.
Perfectly normal American dick.
Perfectly normal American penis. Dick.
Yes.
Yeah. Have I told you my response now to... Like, because... friends on Discord and things like that have been doing this shit.
Oh.
My response now is...
We didn't start it, but I'm kind of glad we continued it.
My vilifier skills, limited though they might be, to explain how absolutely phenomenally enormous their dongs are.
Oh.
And some of them have been like...
I'm sorry, James. It just comes across as desperate with hope.
It does
yeah.
Oh. Like, Salsa's dong.
Yeah, see, it just,
is so huge.
It just comes across. I'm sorry.
That it's the rare German Tiehander.
Yeah. No, nobody believes it, though.
I mean, I certainly don't believe it of Salsa.
Exactly. I mean.
Don't believe it of me either.
But you do. That's the difference.
Salsa's dong is so huge.
See, again, nobody's going to believe this.
That he had to buy a special lathe.
It's just coming across as desperate, James.
In order to get it turned.
Yeah. See, I would just start calling everybody else average. Like, or just, like, backhanded. Like, Salsa's dog isn't that unsatisfying.
I mean, it is, but she's got a point.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say, no one's going to believe that either.
Exactly, but it sounded casual when she said it.
Oh,
yep.
That's what I have to be. A casual. All right.
I know that's not a thing that you do much.
No.
But,
speaking of things you do much, what did you do this week? 2 weeks.
I have
yeah, you got 2 weeks.
I have discovered that part of the roof of my car has been stolen.
What? I'm not laughing, but
so,
I'm laughing.
No,
because what
yeah.
the fuck?
You're not laughing at me, but you are laughing about me.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
You're laughing near me, which is
yeah.
fine. The rare circumstance when you would ever laugh in my company. The roof has little strips that lock particular parts together, and one of those strips is just fucking gone, and it could be some drunk idiot.
What are you talking about?
Part of the roof of my car
is
gone.
Okay, so when you say lock down, is this locking down like a sunroof?
A piece
is
of
this
trim?
Locking
yeah,
down?
Yeah, there's a like a piece of trim that that protects where the top part and the door part are connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this couldn't have just blown off in like while you were driving away. That was definitely
I mean, if
stolen.
If it did, then I might be cornering
most people,
too hard.
I'm just saying, most people would be like, "Oh, this is missing. It's missing." Not you went straight to stole.
The reason that I went straight to stole is that I don't know if it was a person or an animal, but there are very faint scratch marks at one end of the channel.
Okay.
Huh.
So there's evidence, Salsa.
There's evidence. Yes.
There's evidence.
There is the possibility.
And then he put his hands on his hips and he took his glasses off.
Yeah.
And then he said something pithy.
What?
No, I said, oh, that makes complete sense, but just one more thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me solve this case. Yeah.
So part of your car, I'm going with raccoons, personally.
Entirely possible.
Because I love the idea of raccoons stealing things off of your car.
I kind of have a good relationship with the crows. I don't have a good relationship with squirrels.
Oh, well, you shouldn't. They're evil and out to get the world.
So,
like, they're going for world domination.
Yeah. It's entirely possible that it was squirrels or birds or raccoons. Possums?
I just like the idea of raccoons stealing things because they got the little bandit masks already, and it just and there's little hands, and they just look like tiny little adorable thieves.
Yeah, you're judging them purely based on appearance.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Ah. Also, they steal things all the time.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
because they're thieving like, bastards.
Yes.
Oh. All right.
Animal stereotyping.
Yeah.
It's not racist.
It's speciesist.
Question mark?
Thank you.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. Unless you're differentiating
or
between...
specious, for short.
It is definitely a specious argument.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, so...
But I've seen plenty of videos where raccoons steal things, so...
So,
I know
yeah.
it's not beneath them to
no.
steal.
No, they're very low to the ground.
God.
So that happened. And aside from that... I got frenemy of the podcast, Brianna Cecile, the video game Superliminal, without realizing that it contains a segment that is
oh my
horror.
God. Oh my God. I've been watching her play and it is.
I got that for her.
Awful and delightful.
Yeah. Before I knew. Yeah. So yeah.
Mm.
So that's fun. And, other than that, just, getting ready to do my own streaming stuff.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the, frozen martini thing.
Yeah?
Hit me pretty hard.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it didn't hit me that hard.
Really? I got through it, and then I drank the liquid that had melted in the bottom, and it just went right to
I mean,
head.
It's good, don't get me wrong, but...
Well, because that's the equivalent of, like, drinking whatever, you know, water is in a martini separate from the alcohol.
Yeah. No, yeah. Real tasty. Mm.
No, it's very good.
I should have said, I had the Cosmo. Oh, we did
yeah,
say
yeah.
That.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah. These are vodka martini skinny freezers. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We said at the Cosmo.
I did. Wow, that did hit you hard, didn't it? God damn.
We should take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's go take a break,
guys.
We're going
to take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Fuck this. Fuck that. Fuck the other thing. Fuck that guy too.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I am James.
I'm fucking pissed at everything. I'm Jenna. I'm Jenna.
But you repeat yourself.
But I, yeah. didn't kill today so far.
Yeah.
I have a trophy. Anyway.
It's important. It's an important trophy.
It is an important trophy.
Prestigious award.
Like, it reminds me not to kill. But then if I make the decision wherein I have to, I have a trophy with which to do it. So, you know, that's
Ooh,
cool.
Ooh, my heavens, there are layers to this.
A trophy.
It does have a nice hefty top to it, so, you know.
Well, that hefty top is containing an orangutan.
Yes.
With nipples.
Rubber orangutan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, a rubber orangutan.
What are we talking about?
What are we doing? Why am I here?
I don't know.
Who are you people? What are you doing in my house?
I've been watching things. That's what I've been doing in your house.
Ooh.
That's a tremendous plan.
I've been watching a lot of stuff on BritBox, actually.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
So I've been watching... I mentioned that I was watching Black Sails, right?
Yes, yeah. You did.
So I've been watching a lot of that, and it's been fantastic. But I've been watching a bunch of BritBox over the weekend. Because... I needed something a little fluffier than Black Sails over the weekend.
that's fair.
And so I was just watching some old British comedies, and I gotta say, God damn it, they're so good. So I watched a bunch of Yes Minister, and Yes Minister is an old British comedy about government.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of minister. Okay.
Yes. yes, so the British minister. So the main character is the minister of the administrative affairs office of Parliament.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All
right. Totally riveting, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But
yeah, you're selling this real hard.
But I don't know, man. Parks and Rec was good.
Basically, what you learn that the bureaucrats are the ones that actually run things, and they control the minister. Like, it's not the ministers who are, like, making decisions and having them implemented. It's the ministers make decisions, and then all of the bureaucrats tell them why that's a bad idea, and then just do things the way they want to anyway.
Huh. Okay.
And it's hilarious.
Not the worst form of government.
I mean, yeah, it's
checks and balances.
So it's
there is a lot of social commentary in a lot of what is going on, because they're just like,
I am shocked.
You know, it's not the government's job to you know, govern. It's the government's job to, you know, be the illusion of control, basically. And you know, all sorts of humorous takes on government waste and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's basically comes down to the permanent secretary, who is, you know, a lifelong or appointee who can't be fired, basically, who is the bureaucrat, and the minister, you know, the cabinet member who is supposedly in charge, and how they butt heads and how they maneuver against each other to try to force the other one to do what they want them to do.
First, butt heads. Second, I completely misunderstood. It took me 30 seconds to catch up to the conversation because I got stuck on the word appointee. which I understand what that means. It's the person who is the subject of being appointed. But when you said it, it just rolled off so smoothly and you moved on to the next word. And I was like, so-and-so is appointee? Is it, like, is that an adjective that they're, like, is this a sharp person? Is this some slang that I don't
What it is,
know?
Is it's two Spider-Men in a meme pointing at each other.
That's what it is.
Yep.
All right.
It's the less racist version of a Mexican standoff.
Ooh.
Oh, God. So yeah, it's just, two Spider-Men
just
a in
a
meme
less.
Yeah. Pointing
Very
at each other.
Very slightly less.
Okay.
Okay.
But so there's I think three seasons. I think three seasons of Yes Minister, and then it goes to Yes Prime Minister.
Oh.
When he becomes the Prime Minister.
Well, spoilers.
Exactly, right?
Really?
But it's just, it's funny in that kind of like way of this is depressing as well, because unfortunately this is how so much of government actually does work.
I'm familiar with this.
Like there is this is obviously satirical, but there's got to be a grain of truth in satire for it to really be funny. And it's just the way government doesn't work.
We're only joking.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it?
How nothing ever actually changes.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much you try to change things, you just get stymied at every step. And yeah.
Oh. That gives me a great idea for a show.
Is it called Yes Minister?
No.
Oh.
Nor is it called No Minister.
Maybe Minister?
Another one I've been watching.
Oh, wait, I did have I had a thought on that.
Yeah.
I was listening to NPR because I'm down to my radio right now. And I don't know, people keep stealing stuff out of my car. It's not even worth mentioning anymore, really. Just like, I don't know, this one was like a month ago. Fuck it. I just don't keep things that I like in my car anymore. Yeah. So I was listening to NPR and they were talking about the Constitution and how hard it is to amend it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how that's both a wonderful thing and a horrible thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, like what you said about trying to evoke change. I was like, oh, yeah, no, yep, same here. Like, is basically what it came down to.
Yeah, it's funny, but also like depressing in so many ways.
Right.
And then I watched another one called Upstart Crow.
Okay.
Upstart Crow is first of all, it's a David Mitchell one where David Mitchell plays Shakespeare.
Ah.
Okay.
All right.
Now you would think, at first blush, and I certainly did, that a comedy about Shakespeare would be kind of dumb. And this is not.
Okay.
This I guess it depends on who you ask.
Depends on how it's done.
Yeah. But it was just like, so it's David Mitchell being Shakespeare, and it's ha-ha, it's funny. It's a situational comedy, ha-ha-ha. But it is so fucking brilliantly written, because the level of meta Shakespeare that they get into is like the whole, like, Kit Marlowe is one of his friends in the show, and there's the whole, you know, in reality there's the theory that Marlowe wrote most of Shakespeare's stuff.
Right.
Well, in this, the twist is that Shakespeare is actually writing Marlowe's stuff.
Nice.
That's amazing.
And just some of the stuff that actually happened that gets subtly written into this show is really brilliant, because a lot of the show is just Shakespeare being put in funny situations that are the plots of the plays he wrote, and then at the end of the episode he's like, that would make a great play, I should write that play, you know.
Doogie Howser MP style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, just silly shenanigans happen. His daughter is trying, you know, to hook up with a boy, but she's shy, and so he's like, well, how about we have this other person woo him as you, but in a mask, you know, blah, 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 you know, and, but then you know, the neighbor, Donald Johnson, or Don John, as people call him, you know, her a slag and told everybody that she was snogging someone else, and you know, exactly.
Okay.
It's all silly, but, you know, in the end, it's everything gets resolved, and at the end of every episode, it's Shakespeare and his wife sitting in front of the fireplace smoking a pipe, and they're talking about, like, oh, that would make a really great play, but, you know, the name leaves a little bit to be desired. You know, I was thinking of calling this one, like, Love's Labor Sucks or something like that. And they're like, it's not quite there. It's lacking something.
Yeah.
Is this the Britcom version of Wishbone?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All right.
But, So there's, like, that overt comedy of Shakespeare in his own plays, basically.
Nice.
But then there's, like, the meta comedy of, like, the main antagonist who hates Shakespeare is, like, conspiring some of the other famous authors of the time, and they're like, he's like, this is what you are going to do, is you are going to subtly put in some phrases and punctuation in the style of Shakespeare so that future generations will be confused as to whether he actually wrote his own plays. And like, the other playwrights are like, well, of course we're going to use the same punctuation and phrases, because we're both writing in English.
Yeah.
And he's like, exactly, that's why it's so subtle and beautiful.
And
they're like, in hundreds of years, no one in their right minds is going to believe that Shakespeare didn't write his own stuff. That's just dumb. You know, what moron would actually believe that? And things like that. But
that's,
it's
really funny.
So well done.
Yeah.
And I honestly would not have gotten a lot of that comedy if I hadn't done the Curtains Unfurled episode with Moretta, who was the Shakesperian person. Because she explained a lot of this stuff to me about how all of this went together. And then when I actually saw it, I was like, oh, that's what she was talking about. I know this thing, you know? because some of it's really subtle.
Yeah.
And some of it's very overt, but it's really, really funny how just all sorts of ridiculous stuff. And there's running gags that go through it. Like, every time he travels from London to Stratford-upon-Avon, he always complains about the coach service, but he talks about it in the exact same way as if he were talking about modern transportation.
Oh, yeah?
And it's
what's Rush Hour like?
Yeah, you know, just like, it turns out, because I paid for my ticket when I arrived, I had to pay 3 pence more than everybody else, because we were discussing things, and I found out that one person got a coupon and bought their ticket 5 days in advance, and on a Tuesday, and so they only paid 1 penny for this ride, and it just, that sort of, they're just complaining
nice.
About it.
Yeah.
And it's really, really brilliant. It's so intelligently written. Even though
fantastic.
It is just a silly British satire farce, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of just whimsical silliness going on. But there is just an undercurrent of super intelligent people who wrote it,
mm-hmm.
that it really, you feel smart.
Occasional
at the same time.
Futurama episodes.
And there's like the innkeepers, you know, that Shakespeare's stays in London. He's got a house in London, and the daughter of the innkeeper,
mm-hmm.
she wants to be an actor, but it's illegal for women to be actors. And so there's this constant running theme of her wanting to be an actor and them going, you can't be a woman. You can't be a woman. Nobody can play girls on stage better than men, because men are smarter than girls, you know. And they're like, then why are you constantly asking my opinion on things? And because you are a girl and you understand how they think, but only men can portray that on stage.
that sort of thing,
just constantly running through it.
I'm so happy and so sad all at the same time.
There is
just kind of social commentary like that going through it.
Nice.
And then you've got, you know, just things kind of are hinted at, like Marlowe being a spy for the Catholics and you know, because this is a point in time when it was illegal to be a Protestant, and, you know, him constantly getting confused as to which almost identical side he's on or spying for. And then you've got the person who hates Shakespeare, who's trying to constantly discredit him, but keeps getting, you know, tricked in various different ways. And he's also a playwright. He wrote a terrible play, but he thinks he's the best author ever. And it's just, it's...
Sorry, checks
really,
out.
It's really, honestly, it's funny. Check out Upstart Pro.
Oh. I think I've met this villain.
So
I'm right here. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
What about y'all?
I have been watching Westworld.
Oh, fuck.
I had watched... So, like, here's a story. 4 years ago, little under 4 years ago...
Yeah.
Joe was like, hey, do you want to come over to my place and watch Westworld?
Which one's Westworld now?
It's basically, like, a Wild West theme park... With androids?
Oh, the robots, right, that everybody has sex with and stuff like that. Okay, yeah.
I mean, kills. And other stuff, but yeah.
It's like Jurassic Park if people boned the dinosaurs.
Sure, yeah, that people can have gunfights with them and stuff like that. Yeah. And then the one becomes, like, self-sentient.
And they do have a medieval world in this universe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, God, I can be replaced. Fuck.
As one android shuffles up to the screen and starts telling fish-based jokes, and you're like, you bastards!
No!
Okay, sorry.
So, long time ago, before Joe and I were seeing each other proper, like, he was like, hey, you want to come over and watch Westworld? And I was like, sure.
Is that a euphemism?
I mean, we didn't watch a lot of Westworld, but but yeah. So, like, we started watching Westworld, and then we stopped.
Oh, for real this time, yeah.
And then we started watching Westworld, and then we stopped. And then at one point, we just got through all of, like, I think, was it recently? Maybe, like, 6 months ago, we finally completed season one.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like... And we started season two, and I was like, ugh, really? Like, season one had such a beautiful, awful bow on it.
Oh, yeah.
That I was like, there's more? And then I started watching season two, and I was like, I don't know what's happening. There's different timelines.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to... What the fuck? And I gave up on it.
Sure.
And now Joe has watched it a few times at this point.
Yeah.
And so, like, he started watching it while he was folding laundry, like, have it on in the background, kind of watching it type stuff.
Yeah.
Which I'm not good at, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm
That's
weird,
how I watch a lot
apparently.
Of stuff, too.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Well, Joe's folding laundry?
It's too much. Huh. Probably.
Wow, yeah.
Man
does a lot
of
laundry.
And then I started to watch it again. And I tripped and fell and started watching it again. And I'm like, fuck. So we did actually start, like, on purpose watching Westworld again.
All right.
And I actually got through season two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, what did I just watch?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm still confused about, somebody's timeline. I don't understand. I don't know. Is it spoilers at this point? I'll still be vague. Because you should watch Westworld at least the first season. Because the first season is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But so then I watched YouTube videos to explain the timeline.
Yeah.
So that I could understand, like, which they... Because at one point, they've got, like, three different timelines going on for this one particular character. And I'm like...
Is it time travel or is it narrative structure?
Narrative structure.
Narrative structure, yeah.
Yeah, and it's... I mean... I know what they were trying to do, but I think they needed more distinctive costumes to pull it off, really.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well, because one of the things, like, the first season benefits from that confusion, but they have two timelines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it's two
times. Correct.
I mean, that is kind of spoilery, so sorry, guys. I wasn't going to say it. But, no, in the second season, it's obvious right off the bat that there's multiple timelines going on. And I just, like, there. I think it needed more distinctive things so you could tell which character was in which timeline, regardless of any other things that needed to be taken into account for those timelines.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just confusing. So then I watched a few YouTube things to understand what the fuck I watched. I think I've mostly got it sorted out at this point. And I've started watching season 3. Which, I at least it's not multiple timeline confusing. It's just multiple character focus, which is fine.
Yeah, like, I like that more.
I do too. Like I said, season 1, I think they did a phenomenal job with what they did. It was very well executed. Season 2 was a clusterfuck. I'm really happy that I am, I believe at least, that I'm only looking at one specific point in time right now.
Yeah. You're going to find out that every episode was a separate timeline.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck. Yeah.
So, yeah, watch Westworld. And, I mean, they deal with a lot of really fun topics. They play with a lot of identity stuff. There's a lot of religious themes that cut through everything. There's the concept of control and free will, and they play with all of these things, and they do it really, really well.
Yeah.
As far as tackling the concepts and how that affects character. But Jesus Christ, that timeline clusterfuck in season 2.
Yeah.
I was just like, I had to start that 3 fucking times before I could actually get into it.
Yeah. One of my favorite actors is in season 2. And I'm trying to remember her name. She's also the Valkyrie in Thor. She's in a million things.
Yeah, I don't remember the actress's name, but I do know who you're talking about, and she is phenomenal.
Yeah, she's fucking great
in
everything.
She's so pretty.
Also,
she is
that.
So pretty.
Yeah.
So yeah. So yeah, I watched Westworld.
Yeah.
Did I watch anything else? I don't know. Like, I think I've been watching Loki, but I'm not going to be talking about that.
Fair
so.
Enough.
Tessa Thompson?
Tessa Thompson's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it as far as watching. I did remember one other thing that I wanted to touch on briefly that I did over the weekend.
What's that?
On Friday, I picked raspberries.
Hot damn.
Neat.
Stefan has...
Senpai?
An entire yard's worth of raspberry bushes, and Joe and I showed up, and we just picked raspberries, and then we picked more raspberries, and then we had a lot of raspberries.
Yeah, seems like a good time.
And I still have raspberries. There's so many raspberries. The next day, I ate, like, an entire bowl full of a colander full. Of raspberries, because that was the only way to rinse them all, was like an actual big enough thing. Yeah, I had a lot of raspberries.
Hot damn.
But it was lovely.
Yeah.
It was casually productive. That was so nice. So, not a thing I was watching, but a thing I did want to touch on. And hanging out with Stefan and Jennifer was just great. It was lovely.
Yeah. I had been watching and finished the Watchmen series, which is a great fucking introduction to what I consider to be kind of the new era of television.
Okay.
Stuff that has critical race theory baked the fuck in.
Right.
Like, a lot of people, for the first time, myself included, learned about some shit that happened.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing that we didn't know. And
yeah, I've heard that it introduced a lot of people to like Tulsa.
Yep.
Yep.
Like that.
Yep. And that's a hard thing to know that school skipped. Mm-hmm. And I'm a person who listens to podcasts specifically about historical events that they skip over in school because they are centered on people of color, or they mm-hmm. are centered on women.
I actually did hear about that in school.
Nice.
I remember doing a segment about that in school.
Nice.
I went to an inner city public school. And like,
yeah, okay.
I think it just, it was a thing that the teacher thought was important for us to know.
Teacher's fucking right.
Yeah. So like, I did know about it, but like, in my mind, it happened earlier in history. You know, like,
yeah.
I had it
in the before times.
Before 1900s.
Yup.
Not like definitely post slavery, but mm-hmm. before 1900s. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, that's not where I placed that at all. Fuck.
There's a lot of things that we are like, no, but that was,
yeah,
that was way back then. And it was like, that was 1954. Oh,
fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's in my parents' lifetime. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know when Tulsa was exactly. I can't remember,
20s? 1920s?
I'm going to embarrass myself by not knowing.
But yeah.
And I fucking should.
Early 1900s.
Like, there are still things happening in the 50s and 60s and 70s. Yeah. And you're like, no, that was like the 1800s. And it's like, no, that was 40 years ago.
Like, I'm aware that one of the shocking things of like the Chicago Police Department had a secret underground cult of people led by a particular sheriff who would go out and round up people of color force them to admit to crimes through torture under duress, mm-hmm. and then would jail them or have them killed according to the law.
Trying to evade arrest or something.
And this was in 1989.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until 1993, when he was finally fired. Yeah, that's so fucked up, and people don't realize how recent that shit is. People don't realize how recent redlining is.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's
sunset towns.
My sister-in-law, they just bought a house a month ago or so, and they still in their deed had the cannot be purchased by anyone of color clause in there. And they were just like, fuck.
As an aside, or to add to, there is a group of people, and they're looking for volunteers. I'll see if I can find it. But like, to go through documents looking for these types of deeds so that legal action can be brought up and to make sure that those things can get removed.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And they're just looking for people to do grunt work on research, basically.
Nice.
So
just brute forcing it, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's a stellar project to lend your time to.
Indeed.
May 31st to June 1st, 1921.
Okay. Well done. Well remembered.
Pay attention in history class.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that was a good, I feel like a good ramp or door to the show that I'm watching right now, which is Lovecraft Country, which is like, if Watchmen is balls deep in the kind of untaught or mostly untaught racism of the United States, Lovecraft Country gets fucking up to the eyeballs in that swimming pool. It's like a lot of shit that I, of course, going to a small white public school, they don't teach you that shit. And this is why critical race theory is real important.
Mm-hmm.
This is why real history classes are very important. Lovecraft Country is fucking awesome. Everyone is amazing in that, but it will creep you the fuck out and teach you shit you maybe didn't know. Maybe you did know. And I found myself thinking about the predicament of the characters and how fucked up stuff was and how recent the setting is. Yeah, and that's, oh fuck, that's hard. So I would say, if you are interested in shows that will teach you things that are enjoyable fantasy fiction as well, like really smartly well written shows, go for Watchmen and as a jumping off point, if you would prefer kind of a gentle introduction, or gentler introduction, and then go for Lovecraft Country if you just if you want to know.
All right.
It's, yeah. It's also like it is very well written. It's super fucking good. They're only getting one season, so enjoy it.
Okay.
Dear listeners, what have you been watching, reading, enjoying that you want to let us know about? Go to the Facebooks, post things. Go to Discord, post things. Tell us all about it. Send us emails if you're shy and don't want to let the whole world
send
know.
Send 21 emails to Salsa.
Mav. We're going to take a break. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Who are you people? What are you doing in his house?
You're here for a podcast. It's Salsa.
James.
I'm Jenna.
Nice. And we
are here
for
a Fast Five.
Aw, Fast Five. I didn't get to play in the game.
Gotta go faster.
No.
You weren't fast enough.
Gotta go five times faster. Yep.
Yes. Question number one. Indie or horror?
Okay, what kind of game do you prefer to play?
I prefer Indiana Jones to Horror Jones.
Ooh.
Now I really want to see a movie called Horror Jones.
I'm going to guess is what kind of game do you enjoy? What kind of game do you enjoy playing more? And I like indie games.
Yeah?
I like watching horror games.
Oh, sure.
I love watching other people play horror games. Dead by Daylight. Watching people play Dead by Daylight is just like,
sake.
It's joy. It is pure joy.
It's easier for me to play them because then the bad things are happening to me.
Yeah, nope, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
But like indie games, a lot of them tend to be more puzzly. And I like my puzzles.
Yeah. I love puzzle games.
Yeah.
I've definitely purchased a couple of fucking stinkers on Steam, you know, like 50-cent games. But when you spend 50 cents on a game, you kind of know what you're getting.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be more upset if... This is weird. I'd be more upset about spending that 50 cents or a dollar on my iPhone for a game that I don't like than I would be buying it on Steam. Why is it different?
Because we don't value the work that goes into phone games. I'm just pulling that one out of my ass.
Maybe.
But
no, I think you're absolutely right.
Huh?
We don't.
I win. Aww.
I cannot see a world in which I would choose horror over anything.
Huh.
I'm not fond of horror in any way, shape, or form.
Which one are you really? Not fond of in any way, shape, or form?
That would be an amazing question.
Yeah.
Besides, I like Indiana Jones, so I'm going to Indy.
That's fair. All right. I choose horror.
Horror.
Question number two. High or low?
I usually just say hi instead of hello.
Oh.
Ooh.
That is beautiful. Like, as far as getting into James's head and things that he might come up with, that
Yeah, I'm almost a little scared. That's
damn.
Yeah.
Fuck. But you have been doing a study on James, haven't you?
So it's your face that's been in the windows.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
My God. Okay, high or low? Do you like high pressure games or low pressure games? And I like low pressure. I like no pressure games.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I don't like games where I die 18 million times. I did that marathon. It was a massacre marathon, and it was great for the kids, but horrible for my psyche.
I still have I Want to Be the Guy nightmares.
Oh, God. I Super Meat Boy, man. Holy fuck. Super Meat Boy and I Want to Be the Guy. Nope.
See, Super Meat Boy...
666 times. I died 666 times in an hour. In an hour.
Yeah.
But the thing with Super Meat Boy is it was pretty obvious. It was like, these are some blades, they're spinning, you're gonna hit them.
Yeah.
I Want to Be the Guy was just like, I'm going along my... Nope, that killed me.
Zerp. Yeah.
I'm going along my... But what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
I'm walking along here. No, why? Where did that come from?
Snicked.
Like, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm choosing high.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you pick salsa? I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Over.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Question.
You already blocked it from
number three.
I'm just being you.
Air or fire?
Fire.
Fire.
I'm choosing air.
Okay.
Yeah. Question number four. Lap or balls?
I would rather juggle balls than run laps.
Ah. Jenna, did you have a series of dates like this?
Most of them, yeah.
I like
not all.
My balls in her lap.
Ah. Not it.
Oh, fuck. There's only two of us. Oh. All right.
Lap or balls? Fuck.
I chose balls.
I mean, I often choose balls. I think I'm going to go lap.
Okay.
Because I can't juggle. So fair. I'm just going to sit in the audience and watch.
Yeah. All right. Question number five. Kitchen or galley?
Kitchen.
Galley.
I also chose kitchen. If that makes you suspicious of your choices.
I'm concerned.
Yes.
What is James doing in the kitchen?
Also a good question.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He's if he's still in the kitchen, he is standing the heat though.
Ooh.
Blech.
Sucker.
Blech.
Hey, do we get context?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Question number one: indie or horror, as in Indiana Jones or Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror.
Straight lines, you know, like on the travel map, or stopping, stopping to see tourist traps. Do you go from one place to another place in a straight line without stopping, like you see the lines in Indiana Jones, or...
I'm sorry, start over...
Nope, let him okay. Finish.
So in Indiana Jones,
yes.
When they travel from place to place,
okay.
The movie just draws a line between two spots.
Right, a little dot
right.
Line, right?
Just straight over. In Rocky Horror, whether they like it or not, they're stopping at this roadside attraction. So which one of these is your preference? Ditches in Iowa notwithstanding.
Fair. I didn't prefer that.
Are you a person who likes to stop at gas stations and see the world's largest frying pan and visit local restaurants and get beer at Fitger's? Or are you a person who's like, our destination is
Ohio? We are going to make it to Kansas City in 6 hours.
Yeah. We're getting there. I have put in exactly the right amount of gas in the car.
it depends on the journey itself. Am I supposed to get somewhere at a specific point? Is the point of this travel to get to point A to point B? Or is this just kind of a meandery drive journey?
I would say which one of those two would be your preference?
Whichever.
Okay.
So long as I have clear expectations. Fair. Sometimes I just need to get somewhere. Sometimes I like to drive around and look at the changing colors of the leaves.
I remember you were talking about that last fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess... Yeah, it depends. I don't really tourist trap so much as meander, though. So I think I'll go with Indy.
All right.
Or stick with Indy.
I am a person who likes to have those experiences that you don't get by planning them out.
Yeah.
But Rocky Horror is shit, so I'm going Indy.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Question number two. High or low, which part of the day marked by high tide or low tide are you most productive and creative?
When is high tide and when is low tide?
High tide is at night. Low tide is during the day.
Is it though?
I thought it was...
I believe so.
It's not a day and night thing. It's based on the moon. And sometimes the moon is around during the day.
But that's like in the evening and night. Correct?
I have no idea.
Now we need to check.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad I nailed the Tulsa thing, but I'm confused about this one. If I had to pick between the two?
Yeah. Do you find yourself coming up with creative ideas when it's bright outside or when it's dark outside?
Yes. Here's the thing, is that I have my best ideas at about 4.
Huh.
AM or PM, whatever. But 4.
And you're mostly asleep at 4 a.m.
Not always, when I am awake at 4 a.m., I tend to have some pretty good creative stuff going for me.
Fair enough.
So, my answer is 4?
Huh. All right.
So, tides occur every 24 hours and 50 minutes.
Okay. So they change a little bit. So,
like, every 25 days, they reverse or something like that. They go through a full cycle or all the way around.
Huh. Well, I learned something today.
So, da-da-da-da.
Drink to forget.
No, you should remember this one.
Oh.
This was actual learning.
Ah. Yeah.
So there are two tidal bulges every 24 hours and 50 minutes. So high tides occur every 12 hours and 25 minutes apart.
Okay.
So,
tidal
bulges. Today, if it's at noon... If it's at noon today, it will be at
noon 25.
Noon 50 tomorrow.
Okay.
And the day after that, it'll be 1:40.
All right.
So,
question.
Premise notwithstanding, right. What was the question?
Are you more productive and creative?
At day or night?
Yeah.
Night.
In the middle of the day or late at night.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Let's go, okay, night.
Nighttime.
Okay.
Same. I can't fucking deal with anything in the middle of the day.
I can't morning.
I just want to sleep.
Morning is the worst for me.
Morning is fine
morning,
for me.
Nope.
I like mornings and I like nights. And I don't like afternoons
most of the time.
Yeah. I'm not an afternoon person. I'm a sleep through the afternoon kind of person.
All right. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've made your choice, now nap in it?
Naps.
No nappity, no doubt.
Bow, bow. All right.
Okay.
Air or fire? Do you let your hair air dry or use a heat source?
I use fire.
Oh, God damn it.
The heat source is my brain thinking things.
Oh, shit. Is your hair wet right now?
Yes.
Constantly.
All the time.
Just always.
Get wet, stay wet.
No, I'm going to have to switch to air then. Yeah. I do not like using a hair dryer at all.
I don't either.
All.
I really...
I think I have to learn how to use one with a diffuser now because of my new hair waves. And
I don't wanna,
but I think I gotta.
It's an appliance that I'm
annoyed about
want.
This. Yeah.
It's an appliance that I just don't, I don't think that I want it.
No, I just let my hair dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four, lap or balls? What is your usual pool activity other than just floating, doing laps, or playing games?
Games.
None of the above.
Other than floating. None of, you just don't, you don't want to,
I
you don't want to do anything but float.
I don't really even float.
Oh.
I just hang out in a pool. I don't really do laps. I don't really play games.
Yeah. I know that some people swim for exercise and some people swim for relaxation, and that's kind of the question. So I would say you swim for...
Eh?
But you really don't play.
I don't really swim. I don't really swim. I don't really... I hang out. I'll do a little bit of... I've been doing some exercise-y things along the rim, but I've also just, like... hang out in a pool and chit-chat with people. So, like...
I considered the hanging out and chit-chatting to be the latter, because it was the opposite of laps.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't really a ball, but it was more social. It was a social activity.
I mean, there was that one guy.
Yeah, I took it to mean doing laps or social activity, and I chose to go with social
That
activity.
Is a thing that we did since our last podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Is we had
the fuck out of a stranger
who was awkwardly trying to figure out if I was single. God,
I like to think that he was hitting on all of us.
You go ahead and think that.
Bold of you to assume it was you, Jenna.
No, because he got out of the pool shortly after James very not so subtly dropped that I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, well,
he was like, "All right, well, cool, gotta go." I'm just like, "All right, okay."
All right. I like splash fights. I like diving down to pick up rings. I like water polo.
I like hot tubs. That's really what I like.
I also love hot tubs.
I don't. I'm hanging out in a pool because it's hot out, and the pool is nice and cooling. That's it.
Yeah, kind of with Jenna. Like my ideal is sitting in the pool with a beverage in a hand.
Yep.
I think I just have difficulty sitting still.
I believe this to be accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't sit still either, but I have a beverage in my hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's an activity.
But it's neither laps nor balls.
Unless it's a balls energy drink.
Oh, there you go.
Or he's lapping at it.
Yeah.
Instead of sipping. Yeah, well. All right, question number five.
Ding.
We don't do dings during the context.
Jenna got so upset.
Oh, yeah. Kitchen or galley? Which Tim Curry movie is your favorite of the two? The one with the kitchen, Clue, or the one with the galley, Muppet Treasure Island?
Fuck you.
Choose between these two movies.
Muppets.
I think I have to go Clue.
I also have to go Clue. It was my first Tim Curry.
Oh, like, my first Tim Curry was Rocky Horror.
I think Hunt for Red October was my first Tim Curry.
Ooh, that's good.
Everybody remembers their first Tim Curry.
That's, how could you forget?
Oh, yes. Tim Curry is also the only reason to watch Legend.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty true.
Also, the only reason to watch Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I like the songs. I like yelling shit at a screen in a sanctioned environment.
I believe this to be accurate, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you go there and people are like, yeah, yell shit, throw things.
I went to one once and I lasted about 5 minutes before I left.
Aww. Because there were other people there?
Also that.
It is a specific strain of chaos that is not for everybody.
That's fair. Yeah. No, I get it, and that's okay. I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
No worries. I'm not telling you that you should.
Mm-hmm. Muppets. I like Muppets.
Yeah.
I mean,
Clue is fucking great. I love Clue so much.
I love them both real hard. Yeah. But, oh, Clue. Oh, my God, yes.
I don't know if I mentioned this to either of you, but I was, like I said, I'm watching Black Sails, which is the prequel, basically, to, to Treasure Island. And, like, after, I think at, between second and third season, I think, is when Long John Silver, like, he was clean-shaven in the first couple seasons. In the third season,
he was moderately unkempt,
it's either between first and second or second and third, but at some point he like, grows his beard and, like, goatee and stuff. And I told Raiderly he's slowly starting to transition into Tim Curry.
Well, I have goals now.
You had no goals beforehand.
That's pretty true. Have you met me?
Yeah.
Kind of a disappointment.
Anyway, dear listeners, let us know what you think about our Fast Five. And if you have a Fast Five, no. Please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. You know how this works. Who has a shout-out?
I want to give a shout-out to Capital One.
Yeah.
Because their customer service was just so good, and the poor lady that had to deal with me crying because she was accepting me at my fucking word... She was so good and so nice, and, like, they identified the problem, they contacted me about the problem, we resolved the problem all within about 10 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
It was so good, and I've had a wonderful time with Capital One as long as I've had a card with them. I am not sponsored by Capital One, but they also have, like, a thing that helps you check your credit score, and I've been using that to help me with financial stuff. And so if you're thinking about a credit card, man, Capital One, just their basic, I don't even remember which one I have. But it's great. I have had zero complaints with Capital One.
Capital One.
They have been on top of everything.
I'm actually going to agree with Jenna completely. I had pretty crappy credit score because of some things that I had not paid off in the past when I was poor and starving and broken.
Mobsters.
And I could not get a credit card at all through my bank or anything like that. They kept turning me down. I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to build credit if you won't give me a fucking credit card? And Capital One was like, here you go. And my credit has gone up like 20 fucking points in like 4 months.
Oh yeah. Shit!
Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, because their credit thing. What do they call it? Credit check,
credit builder,
credit whatever.
Something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But you can go in there and it tells you why you have the credit score that you have, what you can do to increase it, just tips and tricks, things that you can do right away. If there isn't, things that you can do over time.
Yeah.
It tells you, like, in the scoring, what is it that's good? What are good levels of credit to have?
Yeah.
What? How high can you go in having credit compared to your credit limits? Just all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it'll tell you where you have credit lines and things like that too. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, that's how I found out I still had an unpaid medical thing for Jessa.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, oh, well, fuck, I better take care of that then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had them for God like 5 or 6 years now, and they've been fantastic. Over the course of my time with them, I have increased my credit, and this sounds sad, but again, medical bills with Jessa, over 100 points.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like, I totally took them for one of those like predatory credit card that
I had
you get.
Kind of,
you've
had
been pre-approved, blah blah blah. And it's like, I felt gross when I got, but it was like they were the only ones who would give me a credit card.
Yeah,
and it has been a fantastic experience.
I'm actually
and they have an app
knockoff that, Capital One approvals, like that Credit One approvals instead of Capital One, but it's an almost identical logo.
Yep.
That's shady as fuck, but I think that speaks really highly of the company that they're pretending to be.
They're just, there's, yeah. They're, yeah. Right. I have right. not an ill word to say about them at all.
Seconded.
So.
Nice.
James?
I am going to give a shout out to the fencing booth owners, old and new, Mav and Ro, as well as Josh and Meredith. I am real fucking excited for what will potentially be this season of Fest. The fencing booth has given me so much, and they're such nice people. Not just the owners, but the managers, and I love those folks. I love Mav and Ro and Josh and Meredith and Abby and Aaron and all of the kids that work out there and everything. It's fucking great, and I'm so excited that I might get to do that this year. Like, I teared up. I was getting my stuff ready for that and talking to them about it and just, like, crying with excitement. So, yeah.
Yeah!
I'm gonna give my shout-out to BritBox. They've got some really fantastic stuff on there. I personally watch mostly comedy, but they've got British, you know, drama and TV shows and game shows and you know, stuff like that on there. And there's a lot of really fun stuff on there.
Hot damn.
It's good stuff.
How do you get BritBox?
So you cannot get BritBox through Roku. No, I'm sorry, you can't get it through, like, we watch most of our stuff on Xbox or PlayStation. In the main house, and they don't have a BritBox app for Xbox or PlayStation. But you can just go online and go to BritBox.com, I think it is.
So you just open up a browser and
yeah, exactly.
Do your thing.
Okay. We have a Roku in our bedroom, and there's a BritBox app for that.
Nice.
Otherwise, I think if you've got an Amazon account, they've got a BritBox
subscription
plug-in for your Amazon Prime.
Ooh.
As well. So
I think I'm about to do that.
No, it's good, and it's like $7 a month or something like that. It's really
I'm subscribed to so many fucking things now.
I know, and that's why I resisted for so long.
Yeah, no,
I didn't want everyone.
If I could think of absolutely anyone who needed it, you are first.
Yeah,
worth it.
Yep,
for me.
Yep.
Who's got something to plug?
This makes sense.
I know, right? Jenna.
No one.
Fuck off. So, as I said earlier, the Minnesota Fringe Festival is coming. It will be here in about a month. Normally, I don't start plugging my shows here for the Fringe Festival until a couple weeks beforehand because nobody wants to hear it 15 times. However, since I can't actually promote my show on Facebook, I'm going to start plugging it here now. If you're willing to share a link and let people know about my show, that would be great. Yeah. It is called Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman. There is a picture of me yelling at a cat that is looking at the camera like, what the fuck is even going on right now? The show description: Cassandra tried to tell her story, but no one listened. Mm-hmm. In this one-woman show, Jenna Young shares the Trojan priestess's story of consent, dismissal, and of course the patriarchy. Also, maybe a cat.
Huh.
So you can go to the Fringe Festival. I will share the link to Salsa, who can share it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
you do need to buy a button before you will be able to log in to purchase tickets.
Yeah.
All of my shows are at 8 p.m. Central, but scattered throughout. There's 5 shows scattered over the course of Fringe.
Nice.
So once you buy a button, you will be able to log on and reserve a ticket. I am doing virtual live performances. So each performance will be live, and I may or may not do something different every time.
Ooh.
Probably not. We'll see. like I said, I need to finish writing this thing. But
by the last performance, it should be done.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah. But it's like I said, it's about not feeling heard and tying that in with Greek tragedy and patriarchy and just so you know what you're getting into, patriarchy. So that's happening. Check that out. I'm also doing the Encyclopedia show. Two of the performances. I'll talk more about that later, but if you're on the website getting tickets to my show anyway, you may as well grab a couple for the social justice show and the gender shows being done by the Encyclopedia Show.
Encyclopedia Show is fucking awesome.
It's well worth it.
Yeah.
And each Encyclopedia Show is different. So, you know, get all of them.
Collect them all.
Collect all four. So, yeah. And that is what I have to plug now and for the next month. So buckle in. I'll try to find new fun things to say about it every podcast.
Nice.
Anything, James?
Nope.
Since Jenna mentioned Fringe, I might be doing a big Fun Radio Fun Time with Fringe.
Oh, yeah.
More information on that to follow.
May happen.
No, August.
Yes.
Shit.
Any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to say bye-bye, I love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for everyone for listening to this podcast. Thank you to James for the Fast Five.
Mm-hmm.
Just suddenly my brain melted and I lost where I was at.
If you want to submit a Fast Five.
What?
I think I had a stroke. I don't know where I am anymore.
Do you smell toast?
Where am I? What am I doing in my house?
Where am I? Thank you for listening. Fast Five, on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.